Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Today, my topic is sparsity on sampling trade-off of comparison in the complex domain. And my name is Zai Yang, and this is a joint work with Professor Su Shen Zhang. First, I will give a brief introduction to comparison and the phase transition theory. And then we will talk about the sparsity on sampling trade-off of complex signals. And after that, we will give a conclusion. So I think everyone will be very familiar with the formulation. And signal X is what we want to know. And a sample, B is a sample. And here, we assume that the dimension of the signal is capital N, and the sample size is little n. And also, the sparsity level is k, and it is the number of non-zero entries. A standard reconstruction approach in comparison is the basis pursuit. It is to minimize the L1 norm subject to the linear system of equations. And there are many sampling theorems exist, which describes how aggressively a sparse signal can be unsampled while still preserving the whole underlying information. And for example, the theorems are based on coherence or restricted isometry property, and also the theory based on describes the phase transition. And since the RIP is so far is the standard method, however, the first two methods based on coherence or RIP is usually to provide the sufficient condition, and it is usually too conservative in practice. And unlike the first two, phase transition gives a necessary and sufficient condition, so it can be considered the most precise theorem so far, in the sense that it gives the necessary and sufficient condition. And here, you can, since little n is the same size, little n is the same size, and capital N is the signal dimension, and here delta is the sampling ratio, and rho stands for the sparsity ratio, that is the ratio of the sparsity level to the sample size. And here intuitively, if we have, that is in this area, if we have less sample while the sparsity level is high, that is the signal has more non-zero entries, that is, it is usually hard to reconstruct the signal. And the best pursuit usually failed to reconstruct the signal. And otherwise, the signal, the best pursuit will succeed to reconstruct signal if we have more samples and the signal is much more simple. And based on the assumption that the sensing matrix is Gaussian matrix in sample, that is, the entries of the matrix is randomly generated from Gaussian distribution, and as the signal dimension capital N approach infinity, that there will exist a sharp boundary to divide the plane of delta rho into two phases. It is in the upper phase, and the best pursuit will fail to reconstruct the sparse signal with an overwhelming probability. And also in the lower phase, the best pursuit approach will succeed to reconstruct the sparse signal, also with an overwhelming probability. And here is only the weak phase transition, and we will talk about the definition. And why we consider complex valid signal? And there are two considerations. The first one is theoretical consideration. It is So far, a complex value case is seldom studied, especially in the phase transition theory. And the second one is practical consideration. That is, in many applications, complex wave signals are involved. For example, in magnetic resonance imaging and also in radar and other. And here we won't apply the theoretical derivation of the phase transition of the bond. We just given empirical result that is based on simulation. That is, the settings in our estimation of phase transition is as follows. We use Monte Carlo method to estimate the phase transition. And the matrix ensemble include partial Fourier complex lossing, that is, the entrants of the matrix are generated from Gaussian, and both a real and imaginary part are Gaussian, and also complex Bernoulli and ternary. And we use the signal ensemble is also complex Gaussian, and it considers several values for sampling ratio, and a number of problems will be solved with respect to each combination of delta and rho. And the success of reconstruction of the sparse signal is declared if such precision is met. And after estimating the success rate, a generalized linear model will be used to estimate the phase transition. And since the phase transition theory for the real valued signals considers the case that the signal dimension approaching infinity, since in practical, the signal is usually finite, so the finite and phase transition is defined as the value of rho with the probability of success is 50%. So, and the algorithm we used in our simulation is called orthonormal expansion error minimization. And this algorithm solves in best pursuit for both real and complex valid sensing matrix and signal X. And also, the algorithm includes two algorithms. The first one is exact one error orthonormal expansion error one, and it converts to the optimum solution. And the second one is a relaxed version of this one, and it is numerically optimal, and it converges very fast. It's exponential rate, and it can be shown that it actually is a modified version of iterative source thresholding. It is this is the form, and X is the current solution, and S is the soft thresholding operator, and that is the current residue. If Z equals to B equals B minus AXT, so this is the general form of iterative soft thresholding. And here there are two modifications in this in the relaxed 1L1. The first one is that a weighted sum of the signal recovered in the last two steps is utilized instead of the current solution. And also additional term is added in the temporal residue. And these two changes actually improve the sparsity on sampling trade-off to achieve the optimal one. That is, to achieve the trade-off of best pursuit. And also, if we confront the complex valid matrix and signal, here the soft thresholding will apply to the amplitude. And this is the observed success rate. That is, here is the experiment for partial Fourier sampling. And here you can see we consider different values for the signal dimension. And Here, the middle line is the phase transition for real valued signals. And you can see in the complex valid case, Bayes' pursuit also exhibits phase transition. That is, in the white area, the Bayes' pursuit will reconstruct the sparse signal exactly. And in the dark, in the black area, the Bayes' pursuit will fail to reconstruct the sparse signal. And also, the phase transition occurs at about the same position. And as n became larger and larger, the transition widths became less and less. And here is the observed estimated phase transition. That is, we also can see for different values of the signal dimension, and all the phase transition occur coincide with each other, and also all of them are superior to the real phase transition. That is, to the phase transition for the real value of the signal. And here is another experiment considering different metric symbols for the sensing metrics, including Fourier, complex Gaussian, Bernoulli, and ternary. And here you can see all the phase transition also occur at coincide with each other. That is, the universality of phase transition also hold across different metrics and symbols. Here is some discussion. That is, from here, from above simulation, we can see the complex valid sparse signal are easier to reconstruct than the real valid signal, in the sense that less samples are required to exactly reconstruct the signal. So, an intuitive explanation is that you would suppose that sample size is n, and sparsity level is k, that is, there are k non-zero entries in the complex value signal. So it is equivalent to recover 2k variables from 2n samples if we consider a complex number as two real numbers. So, however, in the complex value case, there are an additional constraint. That is, the 2k variables, in fact, are k pairs. So that is, this is the difference between from the real one. If we just consider a complex value signal as a real one by recombining the real and the imaginary part, and so the support will be different from the case we considered here. And here is what we find. That is, for a complex vector sampling matrix and a signal with large dimension, and we find that the Bayes' pursuit reconstruction approach will exhibit phase transition in the plane of delta and rho. And also, the phase transition for the complex vector signal is superior to the real one in the sense that it requires less sample to reconstruct the complex vector signal. And also, the universality of phase transitions also hold across many different metric symbols. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Any question?
So when considering the complex case, do you need to worry about how you're, when doing your empirical phase transition, how you're drawing your non-zero coefficients?
The signal of the complex signal is from a Gaussian distribution. It is the real and the imaginary part are also random.
What I'm saying is, does it affect the how you draw that? So in the real case, it's known that basically it's just the sign patterns that affects the phase transition, not the magnitude of the coefficients, but do we know in the complex case what is the constraints there?
The constraint?
So if I drew my my coefficients from a complex Gaussian or from a different distribution, would I get a different phase transition?
In our experiment, it will be the same.
But you don't know beyond empirical evidence?
We didn't give it here.
Okay.
Thank you.